This is Dr. Singham dictating from the Villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Carmella, Carmella, last name is Leflore, Leflore. Date of birth is 9/14/1962. Date of evaluation is 9/1/2023. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, insomnia, and to review efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 60 years old female who was admitted here on 8/28/2023. Patient's chart indicates history of a motor vehicle accident and unspecified non-displaced fracture of second cervical vertebra. Presence of right artificial knee, gastroesophageal reflux disease, anterior soft tissue impingement, muscle weakness, mood disorder, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, difficulty in walking, patient reports that she was under care of a psychiatrist through Henry Ford Health System and would see them via telepsychiatry period. Patient reports that she has been taking triazolam for more than a year or so and was also taking Wellbutrin 300 milligram once a day period. She reports multiple stressors, including homelessness, poverty, and looking for a new apartment before she had motor vehicle accident. Period. She denied suicidal ideation, intent, or plans, and denies that the accident was any attempt to harm self. Period. No paranoia, delusional thoughts reported. Next paragraph. Patient reports that she has two children. Reports that daughter lives out of state and son lives in Michigan, but has not seen him recently. Has not seen him lately. The patient reports that she's a high school graduate and has an associate degree and used to work in home health care. Here she reports that she has a boyfriend. Next paragraph. Under history and habit, review of history and habit, see medical surgical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination. Blood pressure is 116 over 70, pulse 70, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements, lying in bed, gait not tested, speech clear, mood dysphoric, thought processes intact, association, normal thought content, expressing some feelings of helplessness due to physical limitations, perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented person with a normal place, with a normal amount of time, with a normal memory, recent intact attention, with the normal fund of knowledge, with the normal judgment and insight intact. Next paragraph, medications under current medications are triazolam, 0.25 milligram HSPRN, MAR reviewed. Next paragraph, under assessment and plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate F33.1 plans. Patient consented to retrial of Valbutrin, period start Valbutrin XL, 150 milligram QAM. Period may benefit from psychotherapy. Number two, primary insomnia, 51.01. Plans continue, triazolam, 0.25 milligram QHSPRN. Next paragraph for disposition. Notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and side effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures, 99305 under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, a common side effects of Valbutrin. Number two, hypnotics, risk benefit statement and decision to treat. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. End of dictation.